We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to the 27th chapter, verses 1 to 13. Isaiah is continuing to wrap up the long section in which he pronounced woes on all the enemies who were afflicting the people of Israel, and he's also continuing what has recently been a focus on the day of the Lord. That term can be used in a variety of ways in the Old Testament, but in this case, I think it clearly refers to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the final judgment. And he speaks at the beginning about putting a final end to evil. He says he will slay Leviathan. Now, Leviathan is the Babylonian myth regarding the forces of chaos. Isaiah is not saying the Babylonian myths are true. He's saying that which it represents, namely Satan and the powers of evil, will be put to a final end. Of course, Revelation 20 speaks of the casting of Satan and his minions into the lake of fire. And there will be a planting of God's people, a final planting. They had been planted in the Garden of Eden, but because of the fall, they'd been expelled. But you have the beautiful scene that Revelation 22 depicts of the city of the living God and the light of God shining upon it. And they shall take root and blossom. And by the way, it reminds us that the great fulfillment of the hopes that we have in the Bible is not for this life. We have an already-ness of it, but there's also a not-yet-ness of it. We have a great hope at the end of history when these things will finally and ultimately come true. And then there's the destruction of all the enemies. Of course, this is the very picture that Revelation 19 shows, Christ returning with a sword on his thigh. And those who have rebelled against God and afflicted his people and refused to yield faith, they will be destroyed in the coming of Christ. And then you have in the last verses, you have the restoration of it's actually the boundaries from the Euphrates to the brook of Egypt. That's actually the promised land as the dimensions were given to Abraham. Now, there are some fellow Christians, premillennialism it's called, who will say that what this is depicting is the millennial age after Jesus returns, when there will be a literal restoration of Old Testament Israel and they will live in the promised land exactly like was promised to Moses. I don't think that's what's being said here. That is a picture of the eternal age of glory that we look forward to in the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not go backward. We go forward in redemptive history, but it's a picture. God's promises will all become true. In fact, it's going to be expanded. And Revelation 22 shows the renewed cosmos, the born-again cosmos, in which will dwell the people of God, and the light of God will shine upon them. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 27th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. In that day the Lord, with his hard and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day a pleasant vineyard, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it, lest anyone punish it. I keep it day and night. I have no wrath. Would that I had thorns and briars to battle. I would march against them. I would burn them up together. Or let them lay hold of my protection. Let them make peace with me. Let them make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or have they been slain as their slayers were slain? Measure by measure, by exile you contended with me. He removed them with his fierce breath in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this the guilt of Jacob will be atoned for. And this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altars like chalk stones crushed to pieces. No Asherim or incense altars will remain standing. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. There the calf grazes, there it lies down and strips its branches. When its boughs are dry, they are broken. Women come and make a fire of them. For this is a people without discernment. Therefore he who made them will not have compassion on them. He who formed them will show them no favor. In that day, from the river Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, the Lord will thresh out the grain, and you will be gleaned one by one, O people of Israel. And in that day a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.